Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in. I'm Pete Mundo. We're HeartlandCollegeSports.com. And yes, I am going to give an SEC team some credit tonight. I'll do it because I am a fair arbiter of college football news. Welcome in. Hope you'll hit that like button right now in the video on YouTube. Same thing. If you are on the podcast, make sure you are subscribed. And we're giving out merch to the best podcast reviews and subscriptions on Apple Podcasts. So leave that five-star rating and review. We sent one out just here last week, and we're giving out merch like this awesome shirt I've got on right now. The SEC undefeated in hypothetical games. I had to wear the shirt because I'm giving the SEC credit tonight. So I figured, why not, you know, kill two birds with one stone here. So, big news over the weekend in college football, and it was about damn time this happened, okay? Nico Iamaleiva, I screwed that up, didn't I? Nico Iamaleiva, Mia Iamaleiva, there we go. I get that right? I'm a Big 12 guy, okay? Baron Morton is the toughest quarterback name I got to remember. We've got Sawyer Robinson. We've got Josh Hoover. We've got Sam Levitt. We don't have Nico, as I'm going to call him for the rest of the video. But anyway, by now you probably know the story. Tennessee basically told Nico to pound sand. This guy wanted, according to reports, $4 million to stay as Tennessee's quarterback. And Josh Heupel and the Tennessee football program said, you know what? We're done. We're going to roll the dice. The guy didn't show up to spring practice. It got very public late last week, and on Saturday morning, Tennessee said, yeah, we're out. We're going to pass. And I respect the hell out of the Vols for doing that, because no one's really done that. Now, listen, the free market's the free market, and I'm a free market guy, okay? I'm not sitting here saying the players can't make money. I'm not. But clearly what happened here is Tennessee had a deal with Nico, and Tennessee had this deal in place, and by the way, they were paying him a couple million dollars during his redshirt year. Okay, the guy was making a ton of money during a redshirt year. They had an agreement in place, and he decided, you know what, I'm going to pass. I'm not going to go ahead with this. I'm going to move on, and if I can't get what I want, I will hit the transfer portal. And I guess he said, you know what, I'll roll the dice. Now, maybe someone out there is going to pay this guy $4 million, in which case, credit to him. Okay? But I think you'd be pretty foolish to do that, because when you look at the games where he actually played elite competition, he wasn't great. Look at some of the games he played against ranked opponents. All right? Go back to early in the season. Go back to Oklahoma when they were still ranked. One touchdown, 62% completion percentage. Florida in overtime, no touchdowns, one interception. Alabama, one touchdown, one interception. Georgia, no touchdowns, no picks. Completed 60% of his passes. Ohio State in the playoff, they lost 42-17. He threw for 140 yards, completed 45% of his passes, no touchdowns, no interceptions. Point is this, what are you paying for? All right? What are you paying for? It's not clear at all. And it gets to a point now where I think it's very obvious that teams need to start standing up and saying, I'm not paying you. I agreed to some kind of a deal, some kind of framework on a deal, and I'm not paying any more than we agreed to. And if Nico wants to go out there and try to, you know, figure out where he can get more money, that's his prerogative. But remember, somebody has to be an adult here in his inner circle and say, bro, you stay at Tennessee, you build your brand, You go out there and you light it up at Tennessee this next season with a ton of talent around you. You're going to the NFL draft, and these $2, $3, maybe $4 million contracts in college are peanuts. Top of the NFL draft is going to be making $40+ million in a contract. $20+ million guaranteed. What are you better off doing if you're Nico? Are you better off going somewhere else, learning a whole new system, whole new playbook, new teammates, new city, new coaching staff? Is that the best way to get you to the top of the NFL draft? And the answer is absolutely not. And I'm hopeful that this story brings two things out of it. That one, you get, first off, players who recognize, you know, I don't need to chase every last dollar in college. If I'm a top athlete and I can play at the next level, it is more important, not more important, but just as important to develop for the next level as it is to go out there and try to collect as much money as I can right now. It's just a reality of the situation. And then I also hope that teams start saying, you know what, enough's enough. Okay, if somebody wants to pay you a stupid amount of money, please, go ahead. I mean, if there's an SEC team out there that wants to play Nico, $4 million to be the quarterback, I mean, whatever. I mean, that's their prerogative, I guess, right? Free market's the free market. Coaches are making 10-plus mil. But you're telling me that this guy, based on what I've seen and what many of us have seen, just on a small sample size, I'm not some Tennessee football aficionado as a Big 12 guy, I'm not, but I can look at a box score, I can watch him in the Ohio State game in the playoff and say, what am I paying $4 million for exactly? What am I getting out of that investment? Am I getting a top two, three quarterback in the SEC? I don't think you are. So, teams need to start holding the line. Now, that being said, you also have, obviously, a weird situation playing out here where the leaders in college football are just pointing the finger. So you may have seen the Fox News interview that took place this week with the Power Four commissioners. You had Big 12 Commissioner Brett Yormark. You had commissioners from the SEC, the Big Ten. You had them all out there. And they did an interview with Brett Baer on Fox News. And the big takeaway, when you look back on that moment, is you say to yourself, okay, I understand what they're going for here, but I can't get myself on with this. I can't get myself to a place where basically Congress is going to somehow bail out the mess that currently is college sports. Congress can't bail out anything. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. What you're seeing is that the power in the federal government is moving towards the executive branch, the president, right? Both sides of the aisle. I'm not going to get political here. The executive branch keeps getting more powerful, executive orders, everything else. And then the unknown, unnamed bureaucracy also holds an immense amount of power. Congress allowed the government to get so big that now this nameless, faceless bureaucracy seemingly runs the show along with an executive branch and a neutered Congress that doesn't really do anything outside of be talking heads on their favorite cable news channel. That's it. They're basically federally subsidized talking heads for cable news. There's nothing that gets accomplished by these people. So the idea that we're going to be in a place where suddenly, you know, we're going to have Congress figure out how to fix college sports, they can't get their way out of a wet paper bag. Never mind fixing college sports. I mean, what planet are you living on to think that Congress is going to solve your problems in college football? It is absolutely insane. But it's the world, unfortunately, that we find ourselves in and that some people think is going to just be this savings for college athletics, and it's not going to happen that way. If I thought it could, I'd tell you. But I don't see any way that it ends up happening that way. Instead, it's like, what are we doing here? It's just not working out. So that's a total mess. And I watched the interview and, you know, they all kind of said a version of the same thing. We want to see Congress step in. The NCAA, either by itself, with the blessing of the college football conferences, or the conferences themselves, have to draw up a framework of guardrails. Because you also have, if you care about the athlete, you've got a mess on your hands with these agents. These NIL agents are robbing these kids blind. And too many of them don't realize that. These NIL agents are getting, in some cases, 10, 15, 20%. Professional sports agents make between 2 and 4%, give or take. There is no reason for an NIL agent in college sports to be making 20% of anybody's deal. It is sick. And once again, there are no guardrails on any of this stuff. No one's in charge. No one's setting the guidelines. Nobody gives a rip what happens. And I'll tell you what, I was in a luncheon a couple of weeks ago. I haven't shared this story yet, so I'll do it now on Heartland College Sports. I'm Pete Mundo. Glad you're here, as always, as a part of the show. If you are just joining us, hit the like button on the video on YouTube and on the podcast. Drop us a 5-star rating and review. We are sending merch out to the best reviewer of the week. So make sure you do that, and you'll get awesome shirts like what I've got on right now, the SEC, undefeated in hypothetical games. Make sure you go snag that, and we appreciate you guys, as always, being here and sharing the show with friends and family.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
So I'll share the story here now with you. I was at a luncheon. I'm a Beta Theta Pi member. So shout out Beta Theta Pis. And I got invited to one luncheon here, Beta alums in the Kansas City area. And there was a speaker there who's done a lot of work with college conferences. He is someone who has represented a lot of universities on these NIL deals. And he said one of the biggest problems right now, and this has been going on for a couple of years, one of the biggest problems out there is that, you know, these players are paid as 1099 employees. So let's say you get a $1.2 million deal. You're getting $100,000 a month, right? Just do the math. 12 months, $100,000 a month, $1.2 million. Well, the issue here is that you're a 1099. No one's taking out taxes. You're not a W-2. And they don't want them as a W-2. If they're W-2 employees, opens up a whole can of worms, right? Liability, insurance, everything else. They want to pay them and be done with it. These players, they get told, hey, the taxes are not coming out of your contract, okay? You got to either pay your quarterly taxes or you got to pay a lump sum. You are not getting taxed on this money. You will get a tax bill at the end of the year. They don't listen. These players then reach out to the schools and the school's representatives in, you know, winter, early spring. Hey, what's this? I got a, you know, $250,000 bill from the IRS. I don't have the money. What do I do? We told you. We told you. You've got to do something about this. We're paying you $100,000 a month. You're a 1099 employee. We cannot take the taxes out. You have to pay the government, the feds, you got to pay the state, and you got to pay your communities. If they have a tax, of course. But you got to pay the feds and most likely the state, unless you're in a handful of states without an income tax. That's how it works. They don't get it. They don't listen. It's causing a lot of sticky situations out there across college athletics. These schools can't really protect these kids in many cases from this stuff. And that is a whole nother issue that, you know, is leaving these kids high and dry. And then they're out there with six-figure tax bills. First off, I hope it makes them realize a little bit about how much they're getting screwed by the government. But as much as it's a good life lesson, I don't want them learning the hard way. And I don't think many of you want that either, because we care about the student athlete. And yes, we want them to make money. We want them to be able to make what, you know, the market would bear. But the college degree matters. And I want to make sure they're not getting screwed by agents and bad people who are around them for the wrong reasons. And my fear is that too much of this is going on and there's nobody out there to really do any protecting. And that creates a whole nother set of circumstances. We got SAE in the house, by the way. So congratulations to Clint, SAE guy. So you've got that obviously playing out. And let me also address this, if I could, for a few minutes. I'm dying to bring this up to you as well, because this is something that is near and dear to my heart. And it's something that I cannot, I just can't get out of my head, all right? So this is something that I've been thinking about for a long time, and it ties into something that came up on the message boards regarding Utah. If you are not on our message boards, I would love for you to join us at heartlandcollegesports.com. Sign up. The message boards are free. We're not looking for anything out of you. You just sign up. Nothing more to it. That's all it is. Simple as could be. All right? That's it. That's all it takes. So this went viral on our website over the weekend, and it ties into the fact that Utah fans, or a Utah fan, I guess, started kicking off a rumor around how Utah is not actually happy with the Big 12. And what they really want is for the Big 10 to come calling for the Utah Utes. Now, this is something that has been out there for a long time. But if you're a Utah fan and you're a Utah homer, can you at least drop this for a little bit, knowing full well what's been going on with this athletics department for the last, you know, year or so? Utah bombed out on the football field. Utah struggled mightily in basketball. They fired their head coach. Okay? They were picked to obviously win the Big 12 conference, and that did not work at all. Can we pump the brakes a little bit on this idea that we've got to get back to a place where Utah and the Big Ten is actually a real conversation? Because I don't believe it is. And there's no evidence to believe that it is. And the message board posters out there who are trying to promote this stuff are living in a fantasy land right now. What is the pitch right now to bring Utah in? What is it? And I'm not trying to spark some conversation around conference realignment. I don't want to do that. I'm not interested in that. There's no evidence to suggest that that is going to be a conversation topic in the weeks and months ahead. I know it's that time of year, but outside of message board nonsense, what is there to suggest that anything would be happening on this front when it comes to the Big Ten in Utah? And I know that some Utes fans might eat this stuff up, and, you know, God bless you. I get it. We're all fans. We all have our teams. We all want to see, you know, our team do well. Although for me, the beauty of what I do is I don't have a team in the Big 12. I don't. I love this conference, but I'm not biased to any of these schools. I'm not. I didn't go to one of them. Yes, I worked in Oklahoma. I now work in Kansas City. But I do my absolute best, and you guys call me out when I don't. I do my absolute best to try to treat each of these teams with fairness in an equitable way. But the idea that the Big Ten is clamoring for Utah right now, based on where this athletic department is just comical. It's insane. And there's nothing there to suggest that this is happening anytime soon. But some people just can't help themselves, you know? They just can't. I mean, you know what's got to happen right now? Utah's got to win some football games. That's got to be the only thing on Utah's care list. Not conference realignment, winning football games. That's where it begins, and that's where it should end. That's the extent of the conversation. So as soon as we get back to that, the better off Utah's going to be, and the better off the Big Ten is going to be. There you go. I'm Pete Mundo. We are HeartlandCollegeSports.com. We are so glad that you are here. I will link to this great shirt, by the way, in the show notes, because I know some of you are going to be looking for it. That's on the podcast and also on YouTube, and we are always grateful to our radio affiliates, as always, for being here as a part of the show, because without you guys, we could not do this. We could not have the success that we are having right now at Heartland College Sports. And we'd love to see you over on our forums as well. Go to heartlandcollegesports.com and click on that forums tab. So there's going to be a lot that we're going to be getting into this week, because I'll tell you what, we've got NFL draft coming up. Obviously, some Big 12 players will be taken at the top of the draft coming up here in a couple of weeks. So be sure to have all your eyes on that, and you have to be subscribed to what we are doing here on YouTube, podcast, or on the radio show. Our small town shout out will go to Milton, Iowa. Population 397. How about that? That would be Anthony, first time viewer in Milton, Iowa. There you go. That's well done, my man. Where is Milton, Iowa? Let's see where we're at here. Milton, Iowa is, I lost it on my map. Let me see. Oh, there it is. Oh, Southeast Iowa. All right. Due east of Bloomfield, Pulaski, and west of Cantrell, just north of the Missouri border. Very well done, my man. Glad you guys are here, and glad you're, as always, joining us as a part of the show. Have a great rest of your day. We appreciate you joining us, and we'll talk to you soon. At HeartlandCollegeSports.com, I'm Pete Mundo.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply.